The Burt Show.
We found out last week he's a big fat liar. He's a big fat liar. No, I was on Tinder, but since I've been seeing you, it's the app's still on my phone. I just don't use it. Liar.
Pants on fire.
Liar, liar.
Nose is longer than a telephone wire.
So we busted this dude. So what has happened since? Kristen with the recap.
Yeah, so Lauren hit us up and she's been dating a guy for just a couple of months, 3 months to be exact. And she saw his phone, and on his phone, she saw the Tinder app, which is, for those that don't know, a dating app. And she confronted him on it. He's like, oh yeah, it's on there, but like, I never use it. Like, it's just there from when I did, but it's like, it's no big deal. I just didn't delete it. And she's like, okay, whatever. So she gave us his geolocation. And I had a friend go on Tinder and swipe in the location where they live, and he didn't pop up. So he's in the clear. However, this past weekend, he was going out of town with the boys because he just needed some time away or whatever. She was actually going to be dog sitting his dog. The two of them had met at a dog park. And so my friend changed the geolocation to where he was going to be this past weekend. And within 15 minutes, he popped up.
This guy.
So she swiped right on him. They actually connected because he has swiped right too. They started a DM conversation, and he had set up a meetup with her like at 10 o'clock at a bar on Saturday night. So he gave Lauren all this information and let her know, hey, you know, if you want to save your time and just be done and call it, or this was a drivable distance. If you want to drive there and confront him, heck, even bring the dog and be like, here you go.
That'd be beautiful.
Since you had me watching this dog while you could go on a date with another woman, the choice is yours. So she had options. But again, like, once you have to look at your life and be like, okay, do I want to waste time on this? Is this a waste of time? Would this be beneficial? Ultimately, it's up to you and how you value your time.
Lauren, did you waste your time or not? You're on The Voice Discusser, and you are back. How are you?
You know what? I'm feeling good. It's Monday. I don't feel I wasted my time. I felt like I was in a bit of a end of a rom-com, to be exact.
How did it all turn out over the weekend?
I did exactly what you guys suggested. I took the drive to see my out-of-town cheating boyfriend.
Yes.
You know, like, I took the dog.
You did?
I took the dog, walked into the location. He thought he was meeting his Tinder date. I walked in with the dog.
Nice.
The staff even was trying to stop me. However, I saw him right away. I handed him the dog, told him, you know, here's your Tinder date and have a good life and left. And I have not heard from him at all.
Okay.
Or anything. So there's that. It felt good. You know, it felt pretty empowering. So I'm not mad about it. I'm kind of happy. He looked like he saw a ghost. It was
He's not done with you because he's going to have so many questions now. How did she find out? Now he's got time to strategize a good lie.
Good excuse.
Good gaslight. You know,
obviously it's taken him a while because this happened Saturday night.
he's still yet to hear from him.
He's scrambling.
Good for you. So you just like reach out with the leash and he looks at you like, what is even happening right now?
Yeah, I'm going to love that. I love the shock element. So I was shocked when I, you know, saw that he was, you know, meeting someone else pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that even wants to hear from him, or are you just so over him at this point?
3 months is honestly not much, so I don't want to waste more of my time. So
I agree with you.
Rather
3 months and a 3-hour drive. You're good, girl.
Yeah.
You've done your time.
Right. It was worth it.
You should definitely force him to live the rest of his life with no answers. Like, he's going to always wonder. Don't tell him anything.
Have you, like...
Right, no answer is an answer, so...
Mm-hmm.
And now, Lauren, have you blocked him on social media and stuff like that so he can't even have access to you?
No, I won't. want him to shrivel up. I want him to see how good I'm doing right now.
Well, you got to schedule a photo shoot or something. Get yourself in a bikini now that the weather's warm.
I will assure you guys this dude is not back. This is going to be driving him absolutely crazy. How many guys do you know really take off and never look back after being busted like that?
Not too many. It's gonna kill him inside. He's going to want answers for sure.
That pride, won't let him just like, him and the dog can't like tuck their tail between their legs and walk away. It's just not going to happen.
No, it's too much of a loss.
Yeah.
He took a major L.
He's going to try to get on the other side of it.
And he is never telling his friends about this. Ever.
No.
All right, Lauren, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good rest of your week.
All right.
She sounds so free.
Penny wins again.
The Burt Show.